Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Let's say hello again to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at the Lake Forest Northwestern Hospital. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm great, John. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. My brother got his colonoscopy the other day.
Good for him.
Yeah, he turned 60, and was feeling a little sheepish, I think, about the fact that he had waited that long. What is the age at which we recommend people get that done now?
Right, so barring a family history or some other risk factor, we're talking now 45.
Really?
Within the last year, the age dropped from 50, where it used to be, again, without risk factors, down to 45. And I really, really encourage people to do this. And a lot of folks don't like the idea for all the obvious reasons. Everyone who's had it will talk about the joy of the preparation, right, John?
Yep.
The preparation. It's wonderful cocktail prattle for most people. But this test is really important. I always am saddened when I hear about somebody who has colon cancer, because colon cancer, if people have regular colonoscopies, shouldn't happen. So that's pretty amazing.
Would you know if you had it without the test? Like, are there symptoms where you go, oh, I should get it checked? Or if you notice symptoms, is it too late then?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The colon cancer, by the time there's symptoms, the cancer is usually pretty advanced. That's why we never want to wait for symptoms. And these screening tests, these screening colonoscopies, are very, very important. They're very accurate. They're quick. They're safe. Mm-hmm. The technology has come such a long way over the last two decades. And frankly, John, it's getting even better. I mean, one of the really cool things that's going on right now, and we're doing this at Northwestern, we actually have an artificial intelligence computer program that our gastroenterologists use that help them identify difficult-to-find polyps. There's some polyps which are these growths that come from the inside layer of the colon that can be hard to see when the gastroenterologist is doing a colonoscopy, yet the computer that's watching what's going on using artificial intelligence, it's really amazing, can say, hey, take a better look at this area. There might be something there. So the technology continues to get better and better. And this really is a life-saving test. So good for your brother. I commend him.
Yeah, no kidding. Then everybody that passes the test or gets the test, then they're all over their family and friends. Hey, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. You don't want to do this. Do this. Isn't there a way to do a home kit that you can sample at home and send it in? Is that as effective? What do you know about that?
Yeah, there's something called Cologuard, which is, again, a relatively new test. It looks for certain material that would come out in the stool that could be concerning for an abnormal polyp in the colon. And that would tip someone off that, hey, you better go ahead and have a colonoscopy. A negative Cologuard, people could feel pretty good that they don't have to go forward and have the colonoscopy. I'm still advising my patients to go forward with the colonoscopy. I like the procedure. I think it gives us a heck of a lot of excellent information. But if somebody's dead set against having a colonoscopy, one of these Cologuard tests could be very effective. So if you're afraid, really phobic about having the colonoscopy, talk to your physician about this other test.
We started talking to you guys around COVID, and we still talk to you guys sometimes about COVID and the lingering questions people have. Does a booster provide me that much more protection now, doctor, or are we all about as protected walking around as we're going to be?
So we are protected walking around, particularly those of us who have had the vaccination, including boosters, people who have had COVID infections and have recovered, right? People like you and me, John. But there's a study that CDC just published, which frankly I've been waiting for, looking at how time impacts the immunity that we carry around following a vaccine. And what this study showed is that the further we get from having a vaccine, and this includes the bivalent booster that's out there, our immunity actually drops. And the recommendation that comes from this, John, is exactly what we've been talking about now for many months. If you are older, and we'll define that for sure over the age of 75, mm-hmm. but over 65, if you have medical problems, you should be getting boosters, the bivalent booster. If you haven't had that, and unfortunately the population over 65, only 40% of the population have availed themselves of this booster, please get it. Because what the CDC data showed is once people get more than 2 months out from that booster, the effectiveness of the immunity starts to come down. And if somebody gets infected, older folks wind up getting admitted to the hospital at a much higher rate than they did earlier on following getting the vaccine. Now, the good news is people aren't getting critically ill and winding up in my intensive care unit, according to this study, but they are getting hospitalized. So if you're older, if you have medical problems, you really should get this bivalent booster that's out there right now.
Some questions from our listeners include these, Doctor. I'm going on a cruise at the end of September. Should a cruiser do anything differently? Should they get a booster? And if so, when?
If I were going on a cruise, John, and I haven't had a booster, say, since the fall, I would absolutely get a booster before I went on the cruise. I get it at least 2 weeks before. So if it's the end of September, sometime in the first 2 weeks of September, I would recommend getting the booster shot.
Got it. How about a Cologuard test between colonoscopy intervals?
Yeah, if you plan on having a colonoscopy, sequential colonoscopies, there's really no need to do that. The colonoscopy will take care of the need to do something like a Cologuard.
Does the doctor give the Cologuard one or two thumbs up? That's from a speed joke episode earlier this year. I'll let you enjoy that for a second here. Most U.S. adults are declining to get the COVID booster. I know we've talked about that before, but here's your chance to just admonish people who are a little afraid of the booster. I mean, by now we would know if there were any residual problems with a booster, wouldn't we?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there are literally billions, not millions, billions of doses given around the world, you know, of the vaccines. So if it was horrible, the way that some of the anti-vaxxers were talking about early on, with billions of doses, we would certainly know. And the reason we don't know is because nothing horrible happened. Look, John, you and I, we're plenty vaccinated and we're fine. And I think most of our listeners would fall into that category.
Yeah.
So anybody who's really, if you still are phobic about boosters, that you think they're going to do something terrible to you, I can assure you that they will not. They are safe. I recommend it to my own patients. I recommended it to my mother. So please, if you fall into that category of people who should get the booster, get it.
One last question, Doc. Can you ask the doctor about the pneumonia vaccine? What about that?
Yeah, so the pneumonia vaccine is against what we call pneumococcal pneumonia. This is a bacteria, not a virus. And in people at risk for having pneumococcal pneumonia, and these would be folks over the age of 65, people with other underlying diseases, pneumococcal pneumonia can be life-threatening. And the good news is we have a very, very effective vaccine against pneumococcal pneumonia. This would be the kind of thing you want to talk to your doctor about if you haven't gotten it yet. I highly recommend it. This one is absolutely life-saving. Earlier in my career, John, before we had pneumococcal vaccine, I cared for a ton of patients, unfortunately, in the hospital with horrible pneumococcal pneumonia. We lost a whole bunch of patients. people who get this vaccine are very well protected from having such a severe case of pneumonia.
Always good to hear your wisdom and your comforting voice, Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern. Will you join us next Tuesday?
Of course. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody enjoy our beautiful weather, even though it's raining a little bit in some places. Man, this May and June, it's been good, Jen.
Yeah, we've really been fortunate with that. And with that, I'll let you go. Thank you, Doctor. And we'll visit again next Tuesday.